course, the suffering of Jesus began before this day. Yes, the night before, but also the time leading up to Calvary. Jesus knew what he was walking into. He did it freely. You know, his blood had begun to flow even before his physical torture began. In the Garden of Gethsemane, knowing what was to come, he prayed in such anguish that his sweat was like blood. It wasn't just the impending physical pain and the heartbreak that caused him such anguish. It was pain much more severe, one that only God was capable of feeling and enduring. Jesus was the only man to have ever enjoyed complete unity with God the Father, the only man who always received what he asked for when he prayed, because his will was entirely in line with heaven's. He knew the wholeness that each of us craves, because he knew God the Father intimately. His relationship with the Father was so complete that it alone sustained him through his 40-day temptation and trial in the desert wilderness. But the night of his arrest, that relationship began to tear. Father, everything is possible for you. Please take this cup of suffering from me. For the first time, Jesus cried out to God and heard only silence. Yet willingly he offered, "Let your will be done." The theologian Jürgen Moltmann wrote, "Christ's true passion begins with the prayer in Gethsemane, which was not heard, which was rejected through the divine silence, for his true passion was his suffering from God." The Father turned his face away from his precious Son and began to lay the sins and shame of the world upon him. That was when Jesus' condemnation began. He went to the cross sinless, but carried all of our guilt. His last words were a shout, my God, why have you forsaken me?" You know, many men have suffered abuse, and many have died on crosses. Perhaps many were even innocent of the crimes for which they were crucified. But no man, no person, can fathom the injustice and suffering that Jesus endured. The only sinless man who stood condemned. God in the flesh, abandoned by God the Father, crumbling under the weight of the sin of all humanity. Mortman continued, "At the center of the Christian faith is Christ's passion. At the center of this passion is the experience of God endured by the God-forsaken, God-cursed Christ. Is this the end of all human and religious hope? Or is it the beginning of the true hope, which has been born again and can no longer be shaken? It looked as if hell had won. The perfect Trinity of God was destroyed, and Jesus' followers were left with a lifeless Savior. But it wasn't the end of all hope, was it? Because that was Friday. And to quote a famous preacher, Sunday is coming, when the Son of Heaven would conquer the powers of hell from the inside. As we've walked through Palm Sunday and Holy Week, we have remembered Christ riding into Jerusalem, adored before he was crucified. We need to remember now, each one of us, that we are the reason for his passion. That each of us might be one with him let's make a point to meditate on his sacrifice.